And when you went to pick up the truck, did you get a tour of the fire station as well?
We did. Yeah, that was probably the most memorable part of that.
Yeah, that was my favorite part.
Join us as we dive into the wild world of government auctions and take you behind the scenes to uncover the cool and unique ways bidders from across America are utilizing the items they've won on Municibid. Like an ambulance repurposed into a work truck, to a city bus converted into an RV, and so much more. Welcome to the Municibid Podcast.
Hi, Ken and Tatiana. Thank you for coming on this call today. Can you start us off by introducing yourself, your names, where you're based? And you mentioned that you were a bit of a car nut. So I'm curious about your first project car.
Okay. All right. You want to go first?
Okay. Hi, I'm Tatiana. And, well, I'm 11 years old.
What grade are you in?
Sixth grade.
Where do we live?
In Conroe.
Conroe.
Texas.
Yeah.
I love dancing. I dance a lot. And I like road trips. It's fun.
Very cool. I think we'll get to the road trips pretty soon.
I'm Ken Johnson. Obviously, we both live in Conroe, Texas, which is just north of Houston. We're kind of a suburb of Houston. Yes, I am a car nut. I have a lot of cars. As Tati said, that's probably one of my favorite things to do is buy a random car and drive it home, and take the kids. My first project car, the first vehicle that I owned was a 1975 Ford F-100, which was my dad's. And, he and I actually did some work on it together and, that was my first project vehicle. That was a long time ago.
Very cool. And do you regularly go to government auctions or car auctions looking for vehicles to play with?
So I don't physically go to them, but yes, I'm a member of just about every like car auction site that I can find. And Municibid was probably one of the more obscure ones, that I had found. And I, you know, was regularly seeing some pretty good deals going across. But they were a long ways away. So, you know, I was kind of waiting for a special one to pop up on there, which ended up being this one in particular that we purchased.
Yeah. So tell us about your favorite auction win from Municibid.
Okay. Yeah. So we had, during COVID, we had bought a larger boat for us to, I guess, to get away, you know, and to be outside. You know, a lot of people were buying RVs. We bought a bigger boat. And so part of that was I needed a larger truck to comfortably pull that. We had one, but I had some issues with that, with pulling that. So I wanted to find a diesel truck. And of course, it was the middle of COVID, so diesel trucks were like through the roof price-wise. So it's kind of trying to find a creative way of finding an inexpensive diesel truck that, you know, was hopefully going to be dependable. So I noticed this come across the 2001 Chevy 3500 come across like right when it started, and I was like, I'm going to bid on this. Like it was everything that I was looking for. It was crew cab. It was a diesel. It was super low miles. And, it was through a fire department, which I kind of had a theory that a fire department would probably take a little bit better care of their vehicles, you know, compared to some other government auctions. You know, the kind of feel like the firefighters have a little bit more pride in their equipment. Yeah. So yeah, I asked several questions, which was a really good sign that I was getting responses. You know, that was one thing that I that made me feel good about this purchase ahead of time was the responses were quick, and I had actually talked to somebody on the phone there, the contact on the phone that was listed on Munisabid, and, you know, answered right away, answered all my questions. So, you know, that's kind of rare for these online auction sites for people to be responsive. I kind of feel like people just kind of throw stuff up there and expect it to sell. So I was, you know, all of that made me very comfortable when it was go time to bid on the last day. And so, yeah, like I said, comfortably bid on the last day. I think there was only one or two other bidders that I was kind of fighting with at the end. And yeah, we ended up winning it and picked it up two weeks later.
Not often that you hear about using a fire truck to pull a boat, right? Did you have any concern about converting it into, you know, more a common truck usage?
So we call it the fire truck, and it was a fire truck used by a fire department. But, you know, it was a regular, like, one-ton truck that had a utility body on the back. So, yeah, when I got it home, I took off, you know, all the vinyl, you know, stuff that was all over it, the stripes and the advertisements or the markings for the fire department. I took all that off, and I took all the sirens and equipment and the lights off of it. So yeah, it looks like a regular, like, utility bodied truck, that was taken really good care of. Like, the paint's super shiny for that being 22 years old. It's been stored indoors its whole life. And so, yeah, it was really easy converting it, you know, just kind of took a little, elbow grease and a little time on our end to kind of get it ready. So,
yeah, only like 2 to 3 days that you had to, like,
yeah, we were messing with it for a little while, and yeah, couldn't take long.
And when you went to pick up the truck, did you get a tour of the fire station as well?
We did. Yeah, that was probably the most memorable part of that.
Yeah, that was my favorite part.
You wanna tell her about that?
Sure. Okay. So, we met this really nice older guy there, and he, like, said that he would show us a tour around. So we met a lot of the people, and that day they were, like, having little kids go there to, like, check out the place. So they had, like, fun little things up, and we also got t-shirts, which we're wearing. And
very nice.
And they had a piece of the Twin Towers, because, you know, a lot of fire people were there. And it was out in the front. And they had, like, this one big stone brick of, like, what was on it? Like, pictures and stuff.
Oh, yeah. It was part of the memorial for, like, their 9/11 piece of the tower they had. I forget what was on there, but yeah, it was a memorial for 9/11. And then you also got to sit in a fire truck that was 100 years old. That was pretty cool. That was on display in the front, and Mr. David let you crawl up in the driver's seat on that.
Yeah,
that
was, it looked cool. Really old.
But yeah, super accommodating. You know, we had to return our rental car that we took from the airport, and I had talked with David ahead of time, and he had agreed to, you know, help us return that. So, I don't know, just everything about that was very, you know, generous and very accommodating, like the t-shirts, and, you know, Tati got to sit in, like, every fire truck that was in there, which I was jealous about. It was really cool. That was, like, a super special and probably the most memorable part of the entire trip was our tour around the firehouse. So yeah, that was neat.
That's fantastic. That sounds like a lot of fun. So no adults were allowed to sit in the fire trucks?
Unfortunately not. I mean, he didn't offer. No. I probably should have asked. Yeah, I know. I regret it.
What was the fire station that you picked up the truck from and purchased the truck from?
It was Cranberry Township Volunteer Fire Department.
What was your road trip like back from there to bring the fire truck home?
It was fun. There's like lots of sights to see. And my favorite time whenever we were driving was whenever the sun was setting, because it was really beautiful because there were a lot of trees and stuff. So that was my favorite part whenever we were coming back.
Yeah, we took off from Cranberry Township, which was like north, that was north of Pittsburgh. And we
Isn't
made
that
it.
You lived
near yeah, Canada? I used to live in, well, I used to live in Northeast Pennsylvania. Huh? But yeah, we made it to just north of Nashville that evening, and we stayed the night there. And then we got up early and we went to the Country Music Hall of Fame there in Nashville, and we kind of poked around there for a while.
That.
So that was pretty cool. Yeah.
That was so much fun. Mm-hmm. We got to see lots of sights and all the records. You mentioned that, like, big wall
records.
Yeah, big
wall records, and we got to and record
Elvis,
our own.
Yeah, and Elvis Presley's car with, like, diamonds in the paint.
Yep.
Wow. That's a pretty cool history there.
And yeah, so we took off. We were there for several hours, and then we took off. And yeah, we made it into Texas, where we celebrated being back in Texas with Whataburger, which is a chain restaurant down here. And I think it was over a hamburger that we decided that we were going to try to make it home that night. You know, we're going to drive through most of the night to make it home. So, and what did we do? What did we do every time we went through a new state?
Oh, we turned on the sirens.
Yeah. The sirens and the lights still worked. So we celebrated every state by hitting the sirens and the lights. So
yeah.
Kind of freaked the people out on the way home, but that was all right.
Yeah. It was worth it.
And how long was the drive?
I think altogether, I think it was a total of, I think it was like 22 hours of actual driving, something like that, you know, 22 or 23 hours. So yeah, we knocked out a good chunk that first day. And then, yeah, we just decided to try to make it all the way home, the next day. So we got home super early, the early morning the next day. So
yeah, then we got home at like 2 a.m. or something.
Yeah, something like that.
That's a long drive. So you've had the fire truck now for about 6 months, right?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. And would you say all the travel and driving back, all of that was worth it?
Yes, I would say that. I mean, it's like really good.
Yeah, we took the boat out. I mean, we towed the boat with it this summer, and yeah, we're about to go up. That's a project of mine over Christmas vacation, is to work on that a little bit. So yeah, no, 100% worth it. We very satisfied with the condition. I think it was exactly, I think it was actually better than described. I think they kind of described it a little bit more critically than what we actually found. So, and you know, we didn't have one problem on the way home, like, not any issue. I stop and buy a bunch of tools that I can't or they won't allow on the airplane when I go on these road trips, expecting that we're going to break down. So but yeah, no issues whatsoever on the way back. I mean, it was not a hiccup at all. We had the air conditioning was working, and yeah, everything. So
Aaron, what kind of boat do you have?
It's a type of boat where you can sleep on it. It's a 30-foot, it's like a cuddy cabin. So yeah, it's something that we take out through the year, but then every, you know, well, we've been making a habit of every summer, taking that out. We go out for like a week or 2 weeks. So hopefully we may be, the fire truck might be towing it to Florida this summer.
Oh, wow.
We'll see what, yep. So that's one of the reasons why I'm working on it over Christmas to make sure it's up for that trip. But yeah.
Over this past summer, what was your favorite trip out with the boat?
Moody Gardens.
Yeah, we took it down to Galveston, which is kind of on the other side of Houston from us. And there's a place called Moody Gardens, which has a water park. And I don't know, it's like they have it's kind of like a museum, and there's a golf course there, and there's a water park. And so instead of staying at the hotel, they have a little marina there. So we stayed on our boat and hung out there, and just kind of bounced around Galveston a little bit outside of Moody Gardens.
Beautiful. And do you go out fishing too?
Yes, we fish like every night because of my brother. He loves fishing.
He likes our road trips too. Yeah. He's gone on his fair share.
And with the vehicles that you're buying, is it often quite a distance from you and you're doing road trips back with them?
This was the furthest one that I've bought and drove back like that. So yeah, this was the furthest one. The last one that we were on was we went to Missouri and drove back.
What did you like the most about this government auction and the process?
So, like I said, I was really impressed with how responsive the sellers were, leading up to the auction. And then, I don't know, just kind of the fact that I was dealing with somebody very responsible. Like, I wouldn't feel comfortable taking my daughter, just to some random person that's selling a vehicle up in Pennsylvania. I wouldn't feel comfortable with that. But, the fact that I was interfacing with professionals, have a government job, I don't know. It was just that part of it. I felt very good. I felt like there was a different level of those people being accountable for what they're selling. That was definitely unique than buying something on eBay or any other, car auction type site. I really, the amount of communication, even after the sale, was just top notch.
The guy was funny.
Yeah. And the whole experience on that end was unique. And then she got to sit in the 100-year-old fire truck, which is pretty cool. So
yeah, you don't do that every day.
Yeah.
What would you say was the biggest challenge about participating in this government auction?
I can't say that I could really be critical about anything on this process. The payment process afterwards was incredibly streamlined. There's feedback that was offered. So in the event it didn't go well, I could kind of offer that feedback.
What advice would you give to people new to government auctions?
It'd probably be, that statement that I made earlier about buying from a fire department. I felt very confident that, that the vehicle was maintained. It was on a government maintenance program. I used to be in the military, and the government tells you when to change oil, and there are strict rules and guidelines for how to maintain that. So and then the fact that it was at a fire department, I know firefighters. Some of my friends are firefighters. They when they're not out chasing fires, they're washing their vehicles, and I don't know. There's a pride in ownership there. I would say, go in and bid with confidence and where you may not be confident, ask questions, because at least in my case, you know, they were very responsive and actually answered my questions instead of kind of dancing around the questions. I asked specific questions about the maintenance history, and they were very forthcoming about that. So I'd be a lot more comfortable buying something for, you know, off of a government auction than elsewhere, than from a private owner.
And for this fire truck, you want it without seeing it in person first, correct?
That's correct.
When you flew out there, that was your first time seeing the truck in person. Were you nervous about that at all? You know, just seeing it online and then being there in person, like, you know, sometimes it not meeting your expectations.
Yeah, it's not the first time that I've bought something of a vehicle sight unseen. And yes, I was probably a little bit more nervous, just the fact that within probably an hour, I was going to be driving that thing, you know, this sight unseen thing back to Pennsylvania. But like I said, I there again, like, you know, the communication that I had leading up to us picking it up, I mean, I was asking specific questions to David, the gentleman that we were interfacing with, that would you have any issue driving this thing cross country? You know, I got to ask questions, you know, just very directly with the gentleman that we were interfacing with. So yeah, I mean, there was a certain amount of me being nervous that it was going to be, you know, something other than what I signed up for. But I, at the same time, I mean, there were a lot of quality pictures that were in the auction, and you know, the feedback that I had gotten leading up to it, I had a high level of confidence that I knew that what we were going to see when we showed up.
And aside from removing the fire station markings and the sirens and things like that, has there been like any other work that you've done to it?
I've done just a certain level of maintenance type stuff. You know, that we're in Texas, we don't have salt on the roads, so you know, there was some issues that I had to address, from, you know, like some of the stuff underneath was rusting a little bit, which there again, that was forthcoming. That was listed in the auction. So yeah, I've had to, you know, I replaced some brake lines. I'm about to replace the fuel lines, and these are all things that run underneath that corrode over time. So yeah, but I mean, that's to be expected, or that's not totally unusual for a 20-year-old, you know, truck. It was kind of stuff that I had planned on doing anyway, and it's probably a little bit above and beyond, but you know, since I'm towing our boat and have the family in there, I tend to go over the top on some of that stuff. So, but yeah, it's been very, very minimal work that I've had to do outside of just de-fire trucking it.
Yeah, better safe than sorry. And proactive maintenance than
there you go. There
reactive you go. Repairs. So how many vehicles do you have? Like,
I can count that easily. The Jeep. Okay, a Maverick, stop, the Deer Wing, Potsy, the Blazer, Trans Am, we're missing the fire truck, and we're missing one, aren't we?
Yeah, the van.
The van?
Yeah.
That's it, right?
Eight, yeah.
Eight
vehicles, yeah.
And do you take any of them, like, to shows, or is it more so the pleasure of tinkering around with them?
Yeah, I have a couple like classic cars that, yeah, every once in a while I'll take it to car shows, but I like I like driving them, you know, obviously. So yeah, I don't know. That's something that I just enjoy doing, is I like kind of unique stuff like this fire truck, you know. I like having something different that nobody else has. And I like having older stuff like that that's been very well maintained. So, but yeah, we have a van that's almost as old as this thing, and we've driven that all over the place. That was the thing that was the last road trip that we were on. So yeah, I don't know. We like driving. We like being active and taking road trips and taking the boat places.
Yeah, it's fun.
It's fun.
And what's the next type of like project vehicle that you're looking for?
I don't know. I might be. I think I need to be taking a break. The kids are getting pretty active in their activities. So I haven't been in the garage too much lately. So
work and stuff.
Yeah. So yeah, nothing on the horizon. But I don't know. We'll see what Municibid puts up next, and in Texas. And yeah, there's a good chance I'll be bidding on something.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Ken and Tatiana. This has been fantastic to hear your stories.
Well, thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you for tuning in to the Municibid podcast. If you'd like to learn more about the world of government surplus, be sure to subscribe to this podcast wherever you listen to your podcasts.